Hello.
Hi there, this is Mary Lee from eBay. May I know your first and last name?
Yes, it's Henry Walmsley.
Yes, hello Henry. By the way, this call is being recorded for quality and monitoring purposes. How can I help you today?
I'm looking for a progress report on the closing of this account.
Oh, let's see here. May you please verify to me the username of the account?
Yes, it's James_from_space.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I do see here, okay, that currently this account is in term pending. When did you request it for this account to be closed? Hold on, let me just check as well. Okay, request account information, closed account. That was actually way back September 16, correct?
That's correct.
Well, if I may ask, sir, have you been trying to get into this eBay account or responded to any emails being sent to your email account?
Would you like to look at the some of the information that I've been sent? Because if you're going to tell me that signing into the account stops it being closed, I'm going to tell you that that is not considered to be account activity, because I need to log into the account to make sure it's gone away.
Okay, give me a few moments then. Let's see the message that they've sent you. Checking on the notes on the teammate who actually did close this account. Hold on. You saw the account closure. Okay, yeah, I do see here, okay, that this request was submitted on September 16. It was stated here that once the account has been closed, it would actually take at least up to 30 days. Okay,
yes.
Then of course, since the account has been requested on the 16th, then technically the account should have been closed on October 16. But then again, because of course, okay, because you trying to sign into the eBay account would actually delay the closure of this account.
No, it wouldn't.
Didn't the previous teammate advise you that once they request for the account to be closed, didn't they advise you that you should not be try logging into this eBay account?
Look at the email that I was sent.
Okay, when was it sent to you, sir?
On the 16th of September.
Okay, was it sent through eBay messages? Let's see here.
Yes, it was.
eBay messages. Let me just check. eBay. September 16. Where is the message? eBay. No, I do not see anything. Hold on. Select all. Time sent. Okay. Was it sent to your personal email?
It's in site messages.
Your eBay messages, let's see. Let me just check. September. Okay, there you go. Your request for account closure. eBay has received your request to close the account. You have up to 30 days to cancel your request. Please review the information in this notice, okay? The process to close the account may take up to 30 days from this notice unless you have sold an item in the last 30 days. In these cases, it will take up to 60 days to meet our commitments under eBay Money Back Guarantee. Okay, as part of this process, your account is now blocked from further buying or listing activity on eBay. Once the account is closed, you can't access your profile, sell on an eBay site, access my eBay, access or retrieve any contact, feedback bridges. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to send that home.
So in that site message, it specifically says that during the term closure period, I can access my account, doesn't it? It doesn't say it prevents it from being closed. It says that I'm now prevented from doing any activity that prevents the account being closed.
Okay, because here's the thing, sir, okay? Because, of course, once a teammate requested for the account to be closed, the teammate should be advising you not to try to log into the eBay account, because that would affect the deletion of this account. It might not be included on the email that was sent to you, but technically it would actually affect the closure of the account, because the system will still recognize that someone is trying to still get in on the eBay account.
No.
And upon checking on...
No, that doesn't affect the closure of the account. That site message is a legal document.
Okay,
doesn't,
I'll try to...
A, doesn't, B, shouldn't, and C, I've spoken to many other people who have said it doesn't have any effect, and it shouldn't have any effect. So why is this account not closed?
Okay, give me a few moments, sir, okay? Let me just consult this to our second level of support, okay?
Yeah, you
just
do that again. Yet again,
thank
yeah.
You. All right, yes, hello, Henry. Thank you for patiently waiting, okay? I've already consulted their second level of support, okay? They did confirm, okay, that you should not be logging into this eBay account, okay? Because that would affect the termination of the account. At least give us, because as of now, it's already in process. But since, of course, the system is recognizing that someone is signing into this eBay account, this is actually affecting the termination of this account.
How will it affect the termination of the account?
Okay, because, of course, sir, okay?
Of course.
Because the only time that the system will totally close this account if we see that the account has been dormant for 30 days.
Why doesn't it say that?
Okay, it might not be indicated on the email, sir.
May
That's
I suggest
why.
That you change your legal documents to reflect reality in that case?
Okay, yes, sir. That's actually a good feedback, sir. We can definitely forward it to our higher ups.
Also, you're wrong. And it's nonsense. I don't care what your second level of support says, it's nonsense. I need to check into that account to make sure there are no messages or anything preventing it from being closed or any customer problems. It also specifically says in that email that you may access the account. It doesn't say not to, it says you can. It says that after the account is closed, you won't be able to access it. So it's in clear contradiction of what you're telling me now. Which I don't believe, because it's ridiculous.
Well, sir, okay, if you really want this account to be closed, please do, okay, what I'm suggesting you to do, so not to get into the eBay account.
Right, what I'm going to suggest that you do is give me the name of the eBay UK Data Protection Officer. Because I'm going to send a Data Protection Act request in 5 days' time, as I stated on Monday, when I gave you a deadline of 7 days. 2 days have gone, so I need the name of your Data Protection Officer for eBay UK.
Well, let's see if we do have that information, sir.
Well, you'd better. Because it's a legal requirement that you give me that name.
Here. I'll answer. Still trying if the name is indicated on our tools, or I may need to consult our second level of support. Just a moment. Okay. Yes, hello, sir.
Hello.
Well, I'm afraid, okay, within regards of that matter, okay, we actually do not have the information, but I believe there is in the website data protection officer contacts. Okay, so if this is in UK, I can actually provide you the email address.
All right, what email address is that then?
Okay, the DPO contact is ebaydpo@ebay.com.
Would you hang on just a moment? Because it will save me calling back. E B A Y D P O at ebay.com. Oh, that email does exist. That's good, because they normally don't. Okay, I will send the relevant documents to that address when necessary. In the meantime, I'd still like a name. A real name, not an email address, a name. Because that's your legal requirement to give me the name of the UK Data Protection Officer.
We do not have that information, sir.
Oh, well,
we
then unfortunately,
really
then eBay is yet again breaking UK law, as they are by not closing my account. Can I speak to the person who I spoke to on Monday, or someone in that office?
Okay, on Monday, that was last week?
No, yeah, this week.
Within this week, that was on the 21st?
Or the person that I spoke to yesterday. Or that office.
I can't close your account. I can't, I still not being closed. Should be the 15th. Okay, let's see here. Let me just check to which department is this from. Okay, yeah, just stay on the line then, sir. I will then be connecting you over to our account social department. I may not be able to get you over to the teammate who assisted you yesterday, but I can get you over to their department,
That's
okay?
That's fine, yes.
Just stay on the line then. Thank you. Hold on.
Hello. It's Jacob here from the selling department. As I understand, you're calling about closing your account, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so how can I help myself?
Can you clarify something for me?
Sure.
You'll see that I requested to close this account on the 16th of September.
Okay, see, how did you request it? Did you do it through the website? Did you just give us a call?
I think I did both.
Okay, let's have a quick look here. Just bear with me. Yeah. Okay, so what I can see is there's been no There's been no new invoice already for a while, so that's fine. There's been no new fees generated. Let's have a look at payments, because that all delays the process. There's been no payments in September, so that's fine. Let's have a look at the account activity. Okay, no active listings. Just bear with me. Let's have a look if there's any notes here. I'll be back to you within 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And hello again, James.
Hello.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you a quick text message to your registered mobile phone number there on the account. If you can just read back the PIN for me.
Yep.
I'm going to pop in there for you. There you go.
Zero four zero one double six.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that there. Okay, so I'm looking at the account here from what I can see. There was that request was done on the 16th of September.
Yep.
It can take up to 60 days to go through. If I have your permission though, I can put in a note on the account here that should get it closed within a week.
Why does it say 30 days in the site message? Up
so
to 30 days, implying a maximum.
See, in the help and contact section, it definitely says between 30 and 60 days. So you got that message when you opted to close the account?
Yes.
And did it tell you that that's in case there's no payments or transactions or the account?
Yeah. Which there aren't.
Okay. Let's have a quick look here. For it to load up for me there. Okay. Let's have a look at the time. Last payment, when was it made? Okay, yeah, I don't see you making any payments here with us for a while now. Perfectly honest with you, I actually don't know. It should say between 30 and 60 days. You didn't take a screenshot by any chance, did you?
It's in my site messages.
Okay, let's have a quick look here. Just going to have a quick look. Okay, request your account closure. Okay, so the account closure process, the process to close the account may take up to 30 days from this notice, unless you sold an item in the last 30 days. In this case, it will take up to 60 days. But you haven't sold any items in the last 30 days on that account.
Indeed not, not since the 27th of July.
Okay, and well, just bear with me there for a moment. Let's see if there's someone I can get you through to speed this up. Like I said, I can put in that request for you manually. That will mean the account will close within a week's time from now.
Right. Now that we know what we're talking about, can you tell me, you'll see in that site message as well, it says that after the account is closed, you can no longer access it, implying that during that closure period, can access it.
Yes, you can, yes, absolutely.
Does accessing the account delay it being closed?
No, unless you're going to list something or make a purchase or take out any actual action on the account.
Right, then some of your call centers need to be given that information because they insist that merely accessing the account to make sure it's going away or gone, they insist that will delay it. And they are very insistent upon this point. And I keep telling them that I am being given contrary information by people like yourself, and that what they're telling me is not true. And they get quite annoyed about that.
Okay, I'll make a note of that for you there, absolutely. Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. So, just give me one more second, I'm just reading up something here. Yeah, no, once it's going to be closed, you're going to not be able to access your profile and the eBay information and feedback and stuff like that, but just logging into the account, trying to check, it shouldn't affect that whatsoever.
Indeed. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. People need to be told.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'll make a note of that. So was that on your previous call? Because I can see who you were speaking with. I can send that for further coaching.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so bear with me there. Okay, I have that colleague's details there. So I will forward that information on. Thank you for bringing that to my attention there.
Okay.
In the meantime, do you want me to just carry out that action and have the account closed within a week?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so just bear with me there for a moment. I just need to make a little note here about this. Okay. Requested account closure on the 16th of September, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
The 16th of September has been no payments or transactions since then, be it purchases or sales. Account remains open, putting in a manual closure request. Request, and the only thing I just need to ask you before I'm able to do this, I just need to get your explicit request to close that account for you.
You have my explicit request to close that account.
Perfect, thank you very much for that, Henry. As per member request. Okay, so that's done there.
Can you give me the name of the eBay UK Data Protection Officer?
eBay UK Data Protection Officer? I'll look into that for you. I don't know that name personally myself. I'm not sure if it's an information we can give out, but I'll inquire with one of the members of the leadership team there. Do you mind if I ask why?
Yes, because this has been going on for far too long. And I've been getting a lot of double talk and obfuscation.
Okay. So it's UK Data Protection eBay Officer, is it?
Yes.
Grant, just bear with me, I'll inquire about that for you. I'm back to you within 2 minutes there, Henry.
Okay.
Hello again, Henry.
Hello.
Here. I'm still looking into this for you. Just bear with me for 2 more minutes. I'm just trying to get that information for you. There.
Sure thing.
No problem. I'm back there, Henry. So there's no actual name I can give you. We only have an address for an applicant you can send a written complaint to.
I've got that already. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, fair enough. So that's the only info we're provided, unfortunately.
Right, so today is Wednesday the 23rd of October. By Thursday next week, this account will be closed, won't it?
Exactly, that's right.
Okay then, I'll check back next Thursday.
Keep an eye out on it. Yeah, well, have a look if you're able to log into it first before you give us a call, maybe. But yeah, absolutely.
I will
be done by then.
I will check that. Okay.
Perfect. Well, listen, you have a great day. Thank you for calling, Henry.
Yeah, goodbye.